AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris will be making what the campaign calls a closing argument from the grassy ellipse near the White House today, the same site where Donald Trump in 2021 spoke before the Capitol riot, hoping it shows the alternate futures voters face if she or Trump takes over the Oval Office in just 3 months.
Generations of Americans before us fought for freedom. And now the baton is in our hands.
Donald Trump says the country is on the brink of the four greatest years in history.
We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down, and we will never, ever surrender. Together, we will fight, 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 and we will win, win, win.
Harris is doing five interviews today, including one with Spanish language radio in Pennsylvania aimed at Latino voters, in particular Puerto Ricans. Longtime Donald Trump ally Steve Bannon was released from prison today after serving a four-month sentence for defying a subpoena in the congressional investigation into the Capitol riot. Bannon called himself a political prisoner. There's a new leader in the Middle East.
Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah has chosen Sheikh Naim Qassem as its new top leader following the killing of Hassan Nasrallah in an Israeli airstrike last month. Hezbollah vows to continue with Nasrallah's policies until victory is achieved. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Gaza's health ministry says an Israeli strike on a five-story building where displaced Palestinians were sheltering in northern Gaza killed at least 60 people, more than half of them women and children. An AP analysis of satellite images shows Israel's attack on Iran likely damaged a base run by the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard that builds ballistic missiles and launches rockets as part of its own space program. It's an area previously unacknowledged by Tehran. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street shook off a sluggish start and turned mixed in morning trading. Gains for technology and healthcare stocks were offsetting drops elsewhere in the market, including declines for Ford and home building companies. The S&P 500 was little changed in morning trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was also essentially flat. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. D.R. Horton sank 12%. The home builders said high mortgage rates are keeping potential home buyers on the sidelines. McDonald's rose 1% after edging past analysts' forecasts for profit and revenue in the latest quarter. Treasury yields continued to move higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
ByteDance founder Zhang Yiming tops the list of China's richest people, according to the Huron Research Institute. The institute, which publishes the annual Huron China Rich List, found that the total wealth of entrepreneurs on the list this year was $3 trillion, down 10% from the previous year. ByteDance is the parent company of TikTok. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.